Hallelujah, and glory to God. Welcome to tonight here at Believers Faith Connection broadcast. Hallelujah, where we are continuing our series on the anointing. And we started earlier, but this morning we talked about the anointing part one, why we need the anointing of God in our lives. Why we need the anointing of God in our lives. Tonight, we are going to do the part two, as you can see right there on the screen, why we need the anointing of God in our lives. And as I started to talk about and speak this morning, and I said it very clearly that you cannot honor what you do not value. And you cannot value something that you don't know about unless you know about it. So, however, this morning we talked about the keys to protecting the anointing of God in your life. And again, our theme scripture today is found in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. If you can open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. The Bible says, but you have the anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but whenever you got born again, there is something that happened to you. Hallelujah. The anointing of God came upon your life. Old things got passed away. The new things became, you became a new creation. The anointed one and his anointing came to live inside of you. That's where you start in the anointing. Over the years, though, people tend to lose that anointing. Not that because God has abandoned them, but because they abandon him. Because they don't value what God gave them when they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why it is important, and it is vitally important to understand that the anointing is everything in your life, and you need to protect it. Again, why we need the anointing of God in our lives tonight, and I'm sure it's not going to be long here tonight, is 30 minutes program. We are going to advance and talk about some very important thing, and that is, if this anointing is so important, I want to explain and talk about the three main principles to help you and me keep the anointing of God operation mode. Because it's not just enough to get born again and just live your life without anything else. It's important once you get born again. Now is the time to know that the anointing that you got in your life is going to take you places. And you need to wake up Monday expecting that anointing to go with you. You need to be working expecting that anointing to walk with you. You need to be going to sleep expecting that anointing to be in operation. Your mind, hallelujah, to be renewed each and every day. This morning, we talked about key things. Hallelujah. Very important. Keys to protecting the anointing of God upon your life. And I'm not going to go through all of those, but yes, do not entertain rebellious spirits was one of them. Remain obedient to God's word. Number two. Number three, desire intimate relationship with your God. And those were the major keys to protecting the anointing of God in your life. Now, but tonight, I want to go right straight to talk about the principles. Glory to God. The principles. The principles. And let me just go there and see whether I can bring them out. Glory to the key to protecting the anointing we talked about this morning there. But today, we are going to talk about the principles. So I want to just go there, because it is important that we have them, the principles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, there are three main principles that I want to talk about, and that all of you, all of us, whatever you're watching, or if you watch this via archive, you need to be aware of them. They are not many, but just three of them. And if you could capture these three, you'll be so blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's look at number one. As a matter of fact, that's number three, but let's just go back to number one. Number one. Reviews and broke completely the spirit of pride. We are talking about the three main principles to help you keep the anointing operating in your life. Number one, reviews and broke completely. Hallelujah. I'm talking about completely, because you can block a little bit. The spirit of pride. Ladies and gentlemen, over the time in your life, since you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, especially when you began, you are quite devoted to God. You are very submissive to God, and most people are. But over the years, if you're not careful, the spirit of pride will come upon you. And when the pride comes, there's another place that says pride comes before a fall. When the pride comes, it tends of to think it is you doing it and not the Lord. And when you start to think that it is you protecting yourself, it is your ability, it is your capability, it is wisdom that has gotten you what you got, that's when you start falling away from the presence of God. And one of the things you have to guard against is the spirit of pride. Again, spirit of pride, or pride, comes just before destruction. Pride will have you think you didn't do anything wrong. And I don't know whether you have brothers and sisters, or even friends and relatives, that they always think they are right. They never make a mistake, and they never did anything wrong, and therefore it is hard to deal with those kind of people. And what about God? If God finds arrogance and prideful spirit in your life, I'm telling you, he's not going to use you much. All of us have dealt with that every now and then, whereby you feel a little bit like, I got it now from here. I've even told the Lord, I got it from here. Lord, when I need you, I'll call upon you. We don't need to have that attitude, because that's an attitude that will lead to being prideful. Psalms 51 verse 11, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in New King James Version, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And this is David says. In other words, David is asking God not to take Holy Spirit from him. In other words, he could be saying, don't take the anointing from my life. Whatever else, please do not allow me to lose the anointing. Of course, you know God will not do that. We are the one who do it. Not intentionally, but sometimes when you don't value the anointing in your life that came inside of you when you got born again, then you are in that place. You don't, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want ever want God to take his hand off your life. Really, anointed people are humble people. And just like Jesus, God used Moses mightily because Moses walked in humility. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to know. The key number three, the principle number three, we need to get this. Number two, I'm sorry. Principle number two, because there are only three. Refuse to let fear drive your decision. Right now, in the midst of COVID-19 and in the midst of what people are facing, the spirit of fear is basically leading very many people. I am not going to go here because this will happen. I'm not going to do this because this will happen. I am not going to do this because this will happen. Now, I'm not saying don't use wisdom, because we use wisdom, okay? But I am saying that you got to be aware that the enemy would like to drive you with fear, so that the key decisions you need to make in your life, they don't happen. Let's look at and open your Bibles and look at 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 24. I may have quoted it or mentioned it this morning. The Bible says, then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord your ones, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice better than the voice of the Lord. So let me ask you a question. Are you so consumed about what people think if you make a certain decision, maybe even to buy a property, to buy a house that you know the Lord is leading you, or to do something in your church or in your ministry? Are you so concerned about what people think about you that you will not allow God to take to lead you in that decision? You are so concerned, what about so and so, what do you really think? Bless the Lord. You know, for example, I was in the midst of a decision of getting married, and you know, to my wife from Africa and all the way across the lands in the other side of the continent. And they are living in America, there are so many people that, you know, I could even feel it. You know, you feel the pressure. Why are you doing that? Why are you going all the way over there? Why is it going? And fear would come and say, you are riding against the will of the people. The people don't want you to do that, or this one don't want, or your best friend this, or this. But you see now, if I made the decision based on fear, I would not be what I am today, which is enjoying my life with my wife and having a great time because I obeyed the Lord. So what am I saying here? There are times when you want to buy even a piece of property or a piece of real estate or a piece of something. If you're a business person or you want to do something or you want to do investment, and sometimes you can even consult with your family. And they tell you, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, if God told you it's a good idea to put investment in something and do something, and a man comes tell you it's not a good idea, and worse or they don't even know the Holy Ghost, they don't even have the anointing, which one are you likely to obey? You're going to obey man or you're going to obey God? And you show me a man that is obedient to the will of God. And here, listen. We are talking about refusing to let fear drive your decision. Let the Holy Ghost and let the anointing and let God drive your decision. Bless the Lord. Do not allow fear of men to cost you your blessing. Forget what people think. Because if you're consumed about on what you think, you're going to miss God's blessing. See, here's the thing with the people. You want the gift. People want the gift. People want the talent from God. But at the same time, you want people to like you. I want to be saved. I want to leave all the stuff I was doing. I want to live right. And I want to continue, but I don't want my family men with me. Well, I have some good news for you. I don't want my husband, I don't want my kids men with me. Well, I have some good news for you. They ain't gonna be mad, boy. I remember when I got born again, some of my family members called me bewitch all kinds of stuff. And as a matter of fact, I could have slid right back into the world. And most believers, they do that because of the pressure of the people. Did you know when Moses came at the Red Sea and the Pharaoh was behind and the Red Sea was in front, people murmured. Do you know what the devil wanted? He wanted Moses to change his mind. It can't be God who delivered you from Israel. It cannot be God who took you out of that place. It cannot be God who provided manna in the wilderness. No, sure, it cannot be God. If it is God, look at where we are now. We are better off if we were back in Egypt. The devil wants you to think that God has not done anything for you, and it is not God, and therefore he will cause you to fear the decision even that you're about to make. But I'm here to encourage you tonight. You go forward and move forward with that decision. I say you move forward with that decision. If the Holy Ghost is dealing with you to make that decision, and if the Holy Ghost is telling you to move forward with it, you do it in the name of the Lord. And when you do it, you see a great company of support from heaven. God saying, yes, I'm glad you so do it. There are people who have not given their life to Jesus Christ today, and there are people who don't want to commit to a church, who don't want to commit to the things of God, because they fear men. And when you fear men more than God, it will cost you every single time. At the time of our marriage, again, I talk about myself, I don't care. There are people who are really against it, and I could feel it. I could feel it. I mean, they didn't want nothing. They didn't want this thing to go on. But I had in the presence of the Lord, I had the Spirit of the Lord say to me, move on with that decision. It is me. Hallelujah. And I moved on. And now there is fruit. So you cannot be timid. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. But don't be timid. You move on. And the anointing of God is upon your life. And God has spoken that, you know, in your Bangladesh, you know, in your Berry. The Lord has spoken to me. I am going to move forward and I'm going to do it. You do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, people will cry, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna. One day, people will like you. But they also cry, crucify him. When Jesus was on the earth, Easter, Hosanna, hallelujah to the highest. But then it came the time, the same people say, crucify him. So don't be moved by what people say or think. Now I'm not saying you don't listen to good counsel. I'm not saying that you don't listen to a man of God who has an anointing in his life to help you. But I am saying majority of the people, they are so fleshly led by their emotions and their flesh. And when they give you advice, they give you from their own carnality. The best advice you can get is their advice when you have spent time in the presence of the Lord and in the glorious presence of the Lord, seeking, Lord, I magnify and I need wisdom in this decision. I need wisdom. I need to know what to do. I don't know what to do, but I need you to help me. And that is when the anointing comes and leads you and guides you. And finally, glory to God, finally, number three, we are talking about the principles. Give the anointing full sway in your life. Can I say that again? You know, if somebody wants you to come in, if somebody wants you to come in, you open the door, they will say, welcome, and they will come, they will get out of the way for you to enter the house. But if somebody doesn't really quite want you in, they will either talk to you from the door. Have you ever heard a ring on the door? You really didn't want that person in your house. So what you did? Hey, how you doing? But you are standing right in the door and you don't want them in. You just want what you want. In other words, before I can let you in, tell me what you want, sir. And if they don't give you a good reason, slam that door back onto their face and let them go. Well, people have done that with the anointing of God. They don't even know they are doing it. God wants to come in your life and take a full sway to lead you. As a matter of fact, did you know you all live in America? God want to take you to Walmart or the mall so he can help you buy that dress, buy those jeans,
God wants to shop you with you. God wants to shop with you. God knows where the best deals are.
But if you don't say, Lord, help me, I don't even know. I want to buy some kind of jeans, and you know what I like, but where are they? I know they're in this store, but where did you know? Now, when I start to talk like that, I lose people. I really do. I lose people. Why? Because people don't think the anointing can help them. Holy Ghost can help them and lead them in those details. But the Holy Ghost knows where the deals are. Forget this 70% off or 90% off. God knows where 100% off is. You go in the mall, God knows. Eh, they say 70%, but they might. No, let me not talk about that. But what I'm saying is, God has a better deal for you. God has a better package for you than what the devil presents. As a matter of fact, the devil presents with counterfeits, but God presents the real. I'm talking about him because I love him. Give the anointing full sway. Let him come in and let's open your heart wide and say, I am born again. I belong to God. I want this in my life and I believe God. And let God come in. Don't just talk to God from the door and say, hey, Lord, are you God, by the way? Do you know about this? I am going to this mall, but God, I don't know whether you know there are deals going on there. Come on now. You mean God don't know about the deals? God will bring it in your house. You don't even have to burn fuel going there. You may go online and see it, and God says, here, pick it, and I've done that. Give Holy Ghost full sway. That's what I'm saying. Glory to God. When you are walking in your anointing, know that God has his hand on you. Some of you are going to work tomorrow, right? Or your day off tomorrow. Well, happy Valentine's. By the way, tomorrow I heard from his hand. Happy Valentine's. But listen, when you wake up, say, this is the day the Lord has made and I'm glad in it. And then walk out of your house knowing that God is with you, Holy Ghost is with you, anointing of God is with you. You are never, never, never alone the rest of your life. If you regain the anointing, you'll never be alone again the rest of your life. When you're walking in this kind of anointing and you know that God's hand is on your life, you will not even fear people when they reject you. You say, ha ha. They may reject my decision right now. They may not be with me in my decision right now. But down somewhere, down the road, they will come on board. And it has happened in my life. There are people who rejected everything I wanted to do. And they didn't want nothing to do with it. But years later, they say, I'm sorry, I was not there with you in the beginning. But I think it was a good decision. I say, only that you are 10 years behind. There are many people who are about 10, 20 years, some 50 years behind in the plan of God. They are supposed to have advanced more in a more greater place than they are right now. Why? Because they let the people sway them. They let the people sway them, and then they realize, wait a minute, this person is dragging me behind. I'm supposed to be far away from where, I'm supposed to be far off from where I am. But you know, I thank God. Because he can make one day like 1,000 years. 1,000 years can be a day unto the Lord. So he can make it up for all. But why would you want that? Why don't you just flow with the flow? I'm saying flow with the flow. Amen? Psalms 20 verse 6. And this, and I'm going to read one more after this and we are done. It's Super Bowl Sunday. So glory to God. Psalms 20, verse 6 in New King James Version. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. King David saying, he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. The Lord saves who? His anointed. When you come across a danger, when you're in the midst of snakes, and I've been in the midst, not literal snakes, but people, the devil can make others like snakes. They want to bite you, bless the Lord, but God, you know, you come into a place whereby you are surrounded. You are surrounded by the enemies, and you don't know your exit out. Are you going to get out of a situation? And all of a sudden, God makes a way, boy. I tell you what, you get out of that dangerous situation. In the 21st century, you're going to need the anointing of God. Listen to me. In the 21st century, you're going to need the anointing of God to protect you. Do not quench the anointing or quench the Holy Spirit, because you're going to need him. I know I need him. I tell you what, right now, you know, I'm not growing younger. Neither are you. So don't look at me like that. But the anointing of God, bless the Lord. Oh, I need him more than I needed him yesterday. I need him tomorrow more than I needed him today. And I'm going to need the anointing of God. And he knows I'm going to need him. Hallelujah. First Chronicles. And probably, let me see. This may be our last scripture. Let's see what it is. No, I have one more. But we have 2 minutes. 1 Chronicles 16:22, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. We have a people going, talking and bashing the men of God all over. He is so and so, he is so and so. That's not your business, by the way. That's God's business. You stop talking about prophets. You stop talking about evangelists. I don't care how angry and what they did. That's none of your business. Bless them and pray for them and let God deal with them. Amen. Psalms 45, verse 6. Psalms 45, verses 6, New King James Version. You love righteousness and hate wickednesses. Therefore, God, you are God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. God will save his anointed, ladies and gentlemen, because he has invested too much in them to lose. The blood of Jesus that purchased you is so precious, and God is not a waster. He will not purchase you with his precious blood or the precious blood of his son and let the devil just sway you and kill you everywhere with COVID-19 and all that. God is so precious. And that is why even apostle was to be in the body or out of the body, it does not matter, because when you exit this, you are still going to the arms in the presence of God if you are born again. And we're going to give some of you opportunity to receive the Lord, because that's the greatest miracle. A lot of people are waiting for a miracle of leg growing and all that, and now that's all good. But the greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation, because then the anointing of God comes to live inside of you, and 24/7 you can live with him. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'll do in my business without the anointing. The anointing, just like it was upon Samson, will make you do a job for that will take 2 weeks in one day. The anointing of God, boy. The anointing on someone's life will make him or her smile during challenging times while others are flaunting. People of God have a tendency of giving up their destiny without knowing, just for immediate gratification. They want to be satisfied for a moment. It's like a married man falling into idolatry, going with other women, just for one night of gratification. They give up the whole of their salvation and the years because they fell into something. Well, not that God cannot forgive them, but now you have a stain. You have something. You are labeled here. You say, I don't care whether people label me here or not. Yeah, you better care. No, live right. Adam and Eve. I'm just giving you examples on my exit out of here. To go watch Super Bowl, by the way. Adam and Eve gave up the garden for a piece of fruit. God created creation, all these beautiful things God created. Man was not supposed to die. When I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to Adam, come here, and Eve. Why do you do that? See, God created the world so that he can come and fellowship and enjoy with men. But Adam and Eve went and got them fruit. Immediate gratification costed us, costed not only them, but the whole world now. It's a mess. Abraham did the same thing. Immediate gratification. When I went there and laid with Haggai, God had told him, I'm going to give you a sad promise. Why you? And then I was saying, God, you're taking too long. Come on, Haggai. Sarah too was in the plan. They did it. And now Ishmael was born, and it's a mess in the world. See, can I give you another one? Samson. Samson. Delilah. Hey, he took you. He killed nothing. Samson and the anointing and the strength of God to do exploits. And this woman come and cut his hair. Immediate gratification. Ask yourself, what am I giving up? What am I giving the enemy to work against me with? And don't you do it. And of course, I'll say this. Please, please, do not give up the anointing for pressures of this world. We don't like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the greatest miracle. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord, would you pray this prayer after me? Meaning it from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I need the blood. Forgive me of all my sins. I realize you came. You died. But on that day, you did not remain in the grave, Lord. You rose from the dead. And my Bible says you are coming back again for the church. I want to be among the number and see you and live with you forever. So I ask you, Lord, forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and filthiness, things I've done against you. Thank you, Lord, right now for writing my names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thank you for coming to live inside of me. From now on, I'll proclaim of your greatness and your goodness the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. You pray that prayer. Forget your past. Jesus has come to live inside of you. Call your pastor. Call your friend. Call somebody. Well, what are they going to think about it? Who cares what they think? That's what we just talked about. Forget about what people think. What God thinks is more important than what people think. Amen. God bless you. Till next Sunday. Unless God says otherwise, we'll see you next Sunday morning at our studios. And God bless you. Have a great week. Honor the anointing this week. Value the anointing this week. And the anointing will do the rest for you. God bless. We love you. God loves you all the time.